Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stone of projects worth over 1.2 lakh crore rupees for 5 states from Banswara, Rajasthan, urges people to buy and promote Swadeshi products. Prime Minister inaugurates World Food India in New Delhi, says in food sector India has tripled strength of diversity, demand and scale. Defence Ministry signs a deal with HAL for procurement of 97 Tejas jets for over 62,000 crore rupees. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy gets 5-year jail term for funding his election campaign with Libyan money. In Junior Shooting World Cup, Indian shooters clinch all 3 podium spots in women's 50-meter prone rifle event in New Delhi. And in Asia Cup Cricket, Super 4's encounter between Bangladesh and Pakistan underway in Dubai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth more than 1.22 lakh crore rupees from Banswara, Rajasthan. The projects include Mahi Banswara Rajasthan Atomic Power Project at Nabla, several projects in the fields of solar energy, drinking water, healthcare, infrastructure and national highways. The Prime Minister also flagged off 3 new railway services in Rajasthan and announced the launch of power projects worth over 90,000 crore rupees across Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka and Maharashtra. Addressing a large gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister said his government is working with a spirit of service for the welfare of all sections of society. Speaking about the next generation GST reforms, the Prime Minister said everyday essentials have become cheaper, reducing household expenses.
2017 में हमने जीएसटी लागू करके देश को टैक्स और टोल के जंजाल से मुक्ति दिलाई थी। नवरात्रि के पहले दिन से फिर जीएसटी में बहुत बड़ा सुधार किया गया है। इसका नतीजा ये हुआ है कि आज पूरा भारत जीएसटी बचत उत्सव मना रहा है। हर रोज इस्तेमाल की जाने वाली ज्यादातर चीजें सस्ती हो गई हैं।
Reiterating his call for Atmanirbhar Bharat, the Prime Minister urged citizens to buy and promote Swadeshi products. Defining Swadeshi as goods produced in India with the sweat and effort of its people, he stressed that embracing Swadeshi should be seen as a matter of national pride.
हमारा लक्ष्य है आत्मनिर्भर भारत का. हम किसी और पर निर्भर न रहें, यह बहुत आवश्यक है. और उसका रास्ता जाता है स्वदेशी के मंत्र से. और इसलिए हमें स्वदेशी के मंत्र को भूलना नहीं है. मैं आप सबसे आग्रह करूंगा, हम जो बेचेंगे वो स्वदेशी ही बेचेंगे. और मैं देशवासियों से आग्रह करूंगा, हम जो खरीदेंगे वो भी स्वदेशी ही खरीदेंगे.
Highlighting the government's commitment to tribal welfare, he said the Congress had historically neglected tribal communities, whereas the BJP has consistently worked for their dignity, empowerment and cultural preservation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India has the triple strength of diversity, demand and scale in the food sector. Addressing the World Food India 2025 program in New Delhi this evening, the Prime Minister said India is the most attractive investment destination due to diversity, demand and innovation. He said India has continuously been contributing to global food security. Prime Minister highlighted that food grain production in the nation has increased in the last 10 years.
आज दुनिया और खासकर फूड सेक्टर से जुड़ा इन्वेस्टर बहुत उम्मीद से देख रहा है, क्योंकि भारत के पास डायवर्सिटी, डिमांड और स्केल की तिहरी शक्ति है. भारत में हर अनाज की, हर फल और सब्जी की पैदावार होती है. इस डायवर्सिटी की वजह से भारत दुनिया में सबसे खास है. हर 100 किलोमीटर पर हमारे यहाँ खाना और खाने का स्वाद बदल जाता है. भारत में विभिन्न तरह के खानों की जबरदस्त डिमांड होती है. ये डिमांड भारत को एक कॉम्पिटिटिव एज देती है और इन्वेस्टर के लिए भारत को एक प्रीफर्ड डेस्टिनेशन भी बनाती है.
Mr. Modi underlined that in the last 10 years, 25 crore people in India have overcome poverty. He stressed today India is the world's third largest startup ecosystem, with many startups working in the food and agriculture sectors. He also said that small farmers are becoming a major force in the market, and the government has aimed several policies towards helping the small farmers. Talking to Akashwani News, Razia Sheikh, a stall owner from Chhattisgarh, said World Food India has given a great opportunity to her and other small business persons.
The World Food India platform is an opportunity to showcase our products. This is my third event of the year, and like every year, I too got the chance to present our products. I would like to thank the Ministry of Food Processing Industries for giving us this opportunity to showcase our products and reach people.
The four-day event is showcasing India's strengths in the food processing sector, food sustainability, and the production of nutritious and organic food. The event will showcase India's transformative journey in food processing while fostering international collaborations and investment opportunities. Earlier today, the Prime Minister inaugurated the Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show in Greater Noida. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said despite global disruptions and uncertainty, India's growth remains remarkable. He said disruptions do not distract the country. Instead, the country finds new directions and new opportunities within those circumstances. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the centre's Make in India 2.0 initiative will focus on emerging sectors that will be a big part of the global economy in the next 25 years. Speaking at an award ceremony in Mumbai today, Mr. Shah said India's vibrant economy is a bright spot in the global arena. He said the government brought in transparency in the data concerning non-performing assets, NPAs. Mr. Shah said Make in India has been instrumental in bringing about policy reforms to enable the country to become a manufacturing hub. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has boosted defence exports and strengthened strategic acquisitions.
India's defence and internal security posture under the Narendra Modi government reflects a decisive shift towards strength, clarity and self-reliance. With record investments in defence, rapid growth in indigenous production, bold reforms and the adoption of emerging technologies, India has transitioned from being a major importer to a rising global exporter of defence equipment. Defence exports grew 34 times over the last decade, reaching 23,622 crore rupees in 2024-25. Over 1,700 export authorizations were granted in 2024-25 alone. India now supplies a wide range of defence equipment to over 100 nations, including the United States, France and Armenia. These include bulletproof jackets, patrol boats, helicopters, radars and even advanced systems like torpedoes. Inaugurating development projects in Katra, Jammu and Kashmir on 6 June this year, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, in the last 10 years, India has become a big defence exporter and now the goal is to include India's name among the top defence exporters of the world.
Aapne dekha hai ki kaise Operation Sindoor ne Atmanirbhar Bharat ki taakat dikhai hai. आज दुनिया भारत के डिफेंस इकोसिस्टम की चर्चा कर रही है और इसके पीछे एक ही कारण है हमारी सेनाओं का मेक इन इंडिया पर भरोसा पिछले 10 वर्षों में भारत एक बड़ा डिफेंस एक्सपोर्टर बना अब हमारा लक्ष्य है दुनिया के टॉप डिफेंस एक्सपोर्टर्स में भारत का नाम भी शामिल हो.
India's defence policy in the last decade has been guided by the principle of Atmanirbharta. The Defence Acquisition Procedure 2020, revised from Defence Procurement Procedure 2016, aligned fully with the Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan spearheaded by PM Modi. It prioritises the Buy Indian, indigenously designed, developed and manufactured category for acquisitions, ensuring maximum reliance on local design, development and manufacturing. This tectonic shift reflects the deep resolve of the government to make Viksit Bharat in every sense in the years to come.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. The Defence Ministry has signed a contract with Hindustan Aeronautics Limited for procurement of 97 light combat aircraft Mark 1A for the Indian Air Force, worth over 62,000 crore rupees. This includes 68 fighters and 29 twin-seater aircraft along with associated equipment for the Indian Air Force. The delivery of these aircraft will commence during 2027-28 and be completed over a period of 6 years. In Leh, following violent incidents and protests yesterday, the situation remained normal and under control today.
The business establishments and all educational institutions were closed for safety and security purposes in Leh today. In District Kargil, similar type of restrictions were also imposed to maintain law and order. Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh, Kavinder Gupta, chaired a high-level security meeting to assess the emerging situation across Ladakh. Keeping in view the prevailing situation in Leh district, all educational institutions, Anganwadi centers, colleges, coaching centers within Leh district shall remain closed for 2 days with effect from 26th September 2025. Akashwani News, Khurshid Yusuf, Leh, Ladakh.
The next generation GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. People can now avail the benefit of GST reforms, which are already implemented on the 22nd of this month. Under the new tax structure, the indirect tax system has been simplified into a two-tier structure of 5 and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5, 12, 18 and 28%. This will provide direct relief to the citizens by reducing tax on multiple goods and services. A report.
In order to make eco-friendly transport accessible and affordable for the common man, the government has extended significant relief to the bicycle industry. GST on bicycles has been reduced from 12% to 5% to promote affordability, accessibility and sustainable mobility solutions. Similarly, the GST Council has slashed down the tax rate on bicycle parts to 5%, which previously fell under 12% slab. This rationalization under the next generation GST reforms marked a significant step, leading towards cheaper movement and increased bicycle usage among students, fitness enthusiasts and young professionals. The step will not only make bicycles more affordable for daily commuters, rural households and students, but will also encourage eco-friendly mobility across the country. The tax cut will provide much-needed boost to the cycle manufacturing sector, especially small and medium enterprises. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 21st of this month has also urged the citizens to buy Swadeshi products supporting domestic industries, small manufacturers, local artisans and MSMEs. Shivang Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy has been sentenced to 5 years in jail after being found guilty of criminal conspiracy. The case was related to millions of euros of illicit funds from the late Libyan leader, Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. Sarkozy was accused of using the funds from Gaddafi to finance his 2007 election campaign. In ISSF Junior World Cup, Indian shooters clinched all three podium spots in the women's 50-meter prone rifle shooting event at the Dr. Karni Singh shooting range in New Delhi. Anushka Thakur won the gold medal, edging out compatriot Anshika, who got the silver. Adya Agrawal claimed the bronze medal. In Asia Cup cricket, Pakistan was 64 for 5 in 12.5 overs against Bangladesh in a Super 4 match at Dubai International Cricket Stadium when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stone of projects worth over 1.2 lakh crore rupees for 5 states from Banswara, Rajasthan, urges people to buy and promote Swadeshi products. Prime Minister inaugurates World Food India in New Delhi, says in food sector India has triple strength of diversity, demand and scale. Defence Ministry signs a deal with HAL for procurement of 97 Tejas jets for over 62,000 crore rupees. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy gets 5-year jail term for funding his election campaign with Libyan money. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.